This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We have a great military. We're now chasing them wherever they flee, and we will not let them into the United States. In Afghanistan, our troops are no longer undermined by artificial timelines, and we no longer tell our enemies of our plans. We are beginning to see results on the battlefield, and we have made clear to Pakistan that while we desire continued partnership, we must see decisive action against terrorist groups operating on their territory. And we make massive payments every year to Pakistan. They have to help. Our efforts to strengthen the NATO alliance set the stage for significant increases in member contributions, with tens of billions of dollars more pouring in, because I would not allow member states to be delinquent in the payment while we guarantee their safety and are willing to fight wars for them. We have made clear that countries that are immensely wealthy should reimburse the United States for the cost of defending them. This is a major departure from the past, but a fair and necessary one.
So what do you think about that, you know, what the president laid out? I know, you know, you go to Main Street America and they're going, well, how come we haven't had that discussion? How come we didn't even have that idea posed to these other nations before? I mean, we keep saying that, you know, reluctantly we've become, you know, the rest of the world's policemen. Why don't we charge?
Yeah, it allows, you know, places that they love to point to, like places like Sweden and things like that, that everybody points to, how great they are. It's part of the reason why they get to stay the way they are, because they don't have to worry about a military. Sweden doesn't have a military. They use ours.
Right, exactly. So, they use ours and anybody else that they can borrow along the way whenever necessary.
Yeah, well, even the U.N. But look at even the U.N.
Uh-huh.
For the longest time, we were footing the bill for that, solely us. We were the ones putting our money in, and, you know, everybody else had to put 10%. It's 10%, I think, right?
Or 10%. Well, it's supposed to be 2% of their GDP.
So, and we were the only ones. We were one of the only ones following it.
Yeah. And we were doing more than 2%, oh, by the way. But, and, you know, not to mention the fact that, you know, having come back from New York, of course, you go right there by the United Nations, and there they are. You got all the diplomats and all their special privileges and everything else. They can park wherever they want, run up parking tickets like crazy, and, you know, it's like they're not necessarily the best of guests, you know. Here they are with their, you know, they're coming here as guests of our country, and they take advantage of, you know, that of the rule of, you know, ambassadorship and, you know, what you can hold them accountable for and not, that they get a pass at every turn.
Yeah, and they're finally getting called out on a lot of it.
Well, yeah, because you got a guy like Donald Trump going, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Why are we doing, what's in it? What's in it for us? I mean, it's about return on investment. It's like, look, you want us to protect you, but then you're not even much of an ally after all that we offer in terms of protection.
Whoa.
Then you're stabbing us in the back, or being more of you're adding to the problem, not to the solution, at least, you know, from the people that are, you know, taking care of you, right?
Well, remember the story, I think it was a couple of years back, where we gave, like, $17 million of equipment to Iraq, and then ISIS attacked, and they ran away.
Well, of course.
Ran away just leaving all the equipment.
They dropped the guns, the ammo, and ran away. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what happens when you have people that are not all in, and... You know, this hey, look, we went through it in our country. We paid the price ultimately. Our founding fathers, this is why we respect and love them so much for the America that we have today and the freedoms we enjoy. This is Bill Martinez at 5 after the top of the hour.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop
me. Hey, it's time to stop. Maybe look around, huh? Are your eyes open to see? Can you see it? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Kaufman joins us. Always good to have our favorite historian here, Bruce Kaufman. Hey, Mr. Bruce, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill, and to all your many listeners.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, I just got back from New York, and I got to tell you two things I'm observing. You know, of course, you observe it every time you go to New York. First of all, it's the horn. If they don't have, I don't know what it is. New Yorkers and the horn are inextricably attached. You know, in fact, it might even be synonymous. I mean, that should be their state symbol is the horn. I mean, that is the honkingest city I've ever been in.
Yeah, well, have you ever been in Paris? Because there's a heck of a lot of horn honking going on in that town as well.
And there too. Yeah. And the other thing I will say is the language, which amazes me. I mean, I just, what happened to decency? I mean, all New Yorkers, it's the F word is so common and about, it's just like, you know, it's like past the Cheetos or something. I mean, you go and see a play. We saw The Bronx Tale, and we saw the other one. Was it Latin History for Morons? And it's the overuse of the F word. It's like, you know, right. I don't know.
You know. Well, you know, there's an old saying, Bill. There are two things that are useless in New York and important everywhere else: manners and cars.
Yeah.
Useless in New York.
Yeah, so that should give us a little bit of a cue. But, you know, it's just, I know Neil Diamond did a record years ago called Beautiful Noise, because he was familiar to all the sounds of New York, and, you know, and I tried to remember that, because it was just like, okay, here's the beautiful noise of New York, all the horn honking in the midst of, you know, what I believe is one of my favorite areas, in times of the year is Christmas, and I love New York at Christmas time, but it's always charming when I go there to watch how things have evolved. In fact, we met up with a friend of our daughter that we hadn't seen for a while, and she was a Southern California girl. I mean, all the way, boy, she just she's total New York now.
Yeah,
you know, she's been there. She went to school. They're graduated and is off and rolling on a successful career. But it was really, really charming to see how New York is forming her worldview.
Yeah, around Christmas time, New York is a wonderful city to be in, no question.
Right. Hey, well, let's talk Christmas here and look back in history and things of import that have relevance today.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole bunch I was just thinking about this before I came on, that, you know, this is the one time of the year when let's focus on the good, okay, because we've got 51, 52 weeks to focus on the bad. So, yeah, focus on the good. And there's so many really good Christmas stories, some of which Billy and I have talked about before. My favorite, well, my two favorites, one is The Christmas Truce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You and I have talked about that. Yeah. You know, in the madness of World War One, in the savagery and inhumanity of that war, there was a one-day respite in which on Christmas Day, okay, this is 1914, 5 months into the war, and on the Western Front, the war was trench warfare. So we've got the British and the French soldiers in their trenches, okay, looking across a no-man's land of Germans in their trenches, and in between them, in that no-man's land, is barbed wire and dead bodies.
Yes.
And so on Christmas Day, just after midnight, the Germans signaled to the British and French that we would like to exchange holiday greetings. We will promise we will lay down our arms and not initiate hostilities if you promise to do the same. So the British and the French are thinking, yeah, this is some kind of trick, and they don't respond until about a half hour later. They're watching German soldiers emerge from their trenches, holding a Christmas tree, dragging a keg of beer, and singing carols.
Mm.
And so the British and the French say, okay, let's join in. So they meet in the middle. They exchange holiday greetings. They sing carols. They share beer and food. They show each other pictures of their loved ones back home. There's an impromptu soccer game between the Germans and the British and the French in which the Germans are leading 3-2 until somebody kicks the ball into the barbed wire and it's deflated. So that's the end of the game. But the point being is that this is a respite from the inhumanity, from the savagery of the war that they had been going through for 5 months, and they will be going through for another 3 years.
And you imagine
the beauty of this.
And you imagine, of all ways to fight, trench warfare, Bruce. You know the way they fought in World War One in trench warfare, and it is amazing the contrast and what a day like Christmas, you know, can do, right?
Yeah, and so here they are celebrating the birth of our Lord. Okay, amidst all of this craziness, because there is nothing more inhumane or savage than war.
Right.
And so now they're back. I mean, as one historian put it, this was the last twitch of the 19th century in which chivalry and civilized behavior and romantic notions of humanity and, you know, love thy neighbor and all of that
right. Was
still a part of it. But the war has taken all of that away. But they're reminded of that on this one special day. And then at the end, at the end of the day, they, by mutual agreement, they go back into their trenches. They fire their rifles to signal to each other the truce is over. Mm. They go back to the savagery and inhumanity of war. But they had that one special day, one special time in which they took a break from all that, and they remembered: this is Christmas. This is the year. This is the time of our Lord. This is a time of brotherhood, of loving one others and treating them as you would have them treat you. So. That special day.
And the fact that that story still resonates today, Bruce, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
There's still hope, maybe?
Yep, exactly. That there is still hope. Mm. And Christmas is an annual reminder of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Imagine you call time out, you come together, you celebrate the season, whatever it is that you have. I mean, they gave gifts. I mean, whatever they had, you know, cigarettes, provisions, whatever.
Right. And they also, you know, they said, okay, so go get your dead that are lying on this no man's land so that you can properly bury them. That was part of it.
Mm.
It was a brief period in which, you know, our humanity, a time of hope, a time of remembering that, you know, that we what time of remembering Jesus' sayings, treat others as you would have them treat them, love thy neighbor as yourself.
You know, and then how do you get back into the trench, Bruce, after doing that and being touched by the reality of what the season is all about?
Yeah.
And then you got to go back in the trench, fire your weapons and say, okay, it's over. Now we're back to war again. And just a moment ago, you know, I was looking at the other guy's family and pictures of his family.
Yeah.
And maybe we were playing soccer or having fun, relating to one another into the greater cause of our own humanity.
Right. We were becoming brothers. This was a day of brotherhood.
Wow. This is the power of this special holiday and this gift. And we can only hope this year, Bruce, that the Merry Christmas spirit of, you know, joy and peace and goodwill to all men could really be shared. If there was ever a time that this country particularly needed brotherly love. I would say that, I don't know of another time that we, at least in my lifetime, that we needed it so much.
Right, absolutely, Bill, which is why that story is such a wonderful reminder.
Well, we've got more from Bruce's history lessons here as we share our Merry Christmas greetings and memories. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the music. music of the season. Why not, huh? Joy to all. Merry Christmas to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, of course, our favorite historian from Bruce's History Lessons, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, always reminds us of the good stuff that we so often forget, Bruce. I mean, I guess maybe that's why we're reminded to not to forget, right?
Yeah, and this is again, Bill. This is a special time. You know, given all the division in our country and whatever, I really, really hope that we can just focus on the good during this special period when, you know, Christ was born.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, as I mentioned, just getting back from New York, and I spoke with a couple of conservative friends there, and boy, you know, they have just, what they've done is they've just decided not to engage. You know, they go, they don't say anything, because it's almost like the contention is such that, you know, it is very measured, Bruce. It's amazing to me. The idealism, you know, and the way people talk, you know, as we were saying earlier, very disrespectful. I mean, there's not room for other people's opinions. I mean, if you know, and it kind of surprised me because you sit there and go, this is Trump's hometown. And the way they talk about him, and even in the theater and things that they say about him, it's like, you guys have no idea. I mean, you want to blame him for everything. He's only been in office, you know, barely a year. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, really. But also remember, New York City and the state of New York are pretty liberal.
Yes.
So there's that to consider when you're talking about how they're treating Trump or how they're talking about him.
Well, yeah, and there's one person even shared with me that when she had registered to vote as a Republican, and her parents said, "What are you doing? You know, you don't want to do that, only from a standpoint that you end up putting crosshairs on your back." And she goes, "Well, I want to vote, you know, in the primaries." And the way New York is set up is that if you don't declare your party,
right,
then you can't vote.
Yep.
And so it's kind of like you're forced into this situation, and then you're called out because then they have the records right there that you are, you know, you're a Republican.
Right, you're a registered Republican, which makes you evil.
Exactly. Go figure. Well, anyway, so, hey, let's talk about where it all got started, you know, this week, December the 24th in 1822.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories, and it's a really upbeat story. It is the story of how the most famous Christmas poem ever written, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, was composed. And it was in 1822 on Christmas Eve, and the author Clement Moore, he's an academic. His most famous work at the time in 1822 was a two-volume book called The Compendious Lexicon of the Hebrew Language, for which he was very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's working at home.
Hey, anybody that can attack Hebrew, are you kidding me? Like that? I mean, I think that and Greek.
That's an academic.
Yeah, really, exactly.
Anyway, so he's working at home, and his wife is baking turkeys for the poor in her parish to eat on Christmas Day, and she discovers she's one turkey short. And she sends her husband, the stodgy academic Clement Moore, out into the wintry evening of New York City to fetch another turkey. At the time, of course, in 1822, you journeyed around a city in a horse-drawn sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And the legend is that Moore was taken by the cheerful, pot-bellied, white-whiskered driver who was taking him on his errand. And he whipped out a pen and he started to compose this poem, which he called A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Mm.
And he got home and he read it to his kids, and they just loved the poem, and they started bragging about it to all their friends and family, who begged him to send it to a magazine or newspaper to have it published. He refused to do it because I'm an academic.
This yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, right.
Right. So, but one of the cousins secretly sent the poem to the Troy Sentinel newspaper in Troy, New York. It was published the next year to great acclaim. It was reprinted all over the country. And you know, but Moore, the irony is that Moore, you know, thought it a mere trifle. This is nothing compared to my
accent. Yeah, of all things I should be measured by is like this silly story, right?
Silly poem, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So he was even, and so, but finally, finally, about 3 or 4 years later, he agreed to have it published under his own name. And again, he's very resentful of all the fame he's got from this thing. Because, you know, I've written the lexicon of the Hebrew language. What is
yes.
mere trifle poem?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
But here's the irony, and it's a wonderful one, of course. No one remembers that any of his academic work. No one's read it. It's not published today. No one remembers it. What do they remember? They remember this famous poem. In fact, around the country, around the world, it is read to our children, millions of children, on Christmas Eve. And the last words that many of them hear before they drift off to sleep on Christmas Eve are the last words of that poem, which is, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Yeah, what a great way to wrap things up. And inspired by the moment. You see, he probably, as he was heading out the door, going, gosh, you know, I'm going to send my wife back to math class. I mean, how could she be a bird short? And here I am. I'm having to deal with the weather. And but he lives in the moment, embraces the moment. And here he is. He lives this, you know, leaves us with this blessing of this incredible poem, right?
This great, incredible poem, which, you know, again, that is the last thing I read it when my kids were younger. That was the last thing I read it to them every Christmas Eve. I know my mother read it to my brother and my two sisters and I every Christmas Eve, and that, you know, that happens every year. And it's such an inspiring poem. It's such an upbeat poem. You know, I just love it. So.
You imagine how many countries, you know, around the world read this poem?
Right. It's translated. I don't know how many languages it's translated into, but it's countless. Uh-huh. It's countless languages. And it is, you know, it has helped spread the Christmas. Okay. It is what made Santa Claus famous.
Mm-hmm.
Before that poem was written, you know, there was not really a representative Santa Claus that was connected to Christmas. That was, I mean, there was, in the academic world, there were a couple of books written about this guy named Sinterklaas, who every Christmas would deliver presents and lectures on good behavior to the kids that he delivered to. But it wasn't until Moore created this poem that Santa Claus became, you know, an icon became symbolic of Christmas. It was the poem that did that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, and one of the symbolisms, you know, that in a way, because you get people that somehow are they're bothered by the spiritual implication and impact of Jesus and what Christmas represents for faith-believing people. And so Santa Claus kind of gave them a little bit of diversion to participate in the season. But in a sense, you know, some good things still brought out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so in department stores all across the country, they have a Santa there, and the kids sit on his lap and tell him what they want for Christmas, you know, and they get their picture taken with Santa. It's just, it's mostly directed at the children, but it's, you know, it's good for all of us.
Yeah, it just kind of promotes the spirit,
yeah.
And for those of faith who can appreciate it and take it deeper, then they realize the ultimate Christmas gift of Jesus and what God gave to to people who acknowledge Him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You talk about the Christmas gift that keeps on giving, and that was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. I did have to make one correction, though, and this was found out by some stodgy academics. The reindeer that Santa were driving on Christmas, they had to be female. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah, because male reindeer shed their antlers in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Female reindeer shed their antlers in the spring. And Rudy was really probably Trudy.
Oh, my goodness, here it is. Well, I thought you were going to say something like the reason they had the women, because the women would at least, because this was before GPS, you know, at least they'd stop and ask directions, right? I thought that's where you were going to go with that.
I didn't think of that, Bill, but you got a very good point.
But here goes the controversy once again. Well, feminists unite. The reindeer were all females.
All
there you
females.
Go. There you go.
And they've never gotten credit for that. It's about time we corrected that.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night, Bruce Kaufman. Thank you so much.
You as well, Bill.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG Smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together, so stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez, and Rebecca Linlin joins us now. She's an executive analyst with Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Rebecca, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific now that we got everybody straightened out. It's just our family members keep trying to get between us here, right? Little story between us big kids, ladies and gentlemen. But let me give you a little background here. The rising commitment to electrified vehicles, EVs as they're referred to, from countries worldwide have put them on the fast track to changing the future of the automotive industry. In addition to the environmental benefits of electric vehicles, the convenience and benefits for consumers are considerable, as well as you can imagine, from fully electrified vehicles to plug-in hybrids. The options are rapidly growing. So, Kelley, you're here. You're the expert. So, break it down for us.
Well, so there's a couple of things that consumers need to know about these types of vehicles is that when they hear the word, you know, or the term electric vehicle, what does that really mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of different things. There is vehicles out there that are pure electric. Mm-hmm. There's things like the Chevy Bolt, the Nissan Leaf, the Tesla Model S. Those are pure electric vehicles. And then we've got something that's kind of in the hybrid in this, which is the Clarity plug-in hybrid from Honda, for instance. And so this is where you've got partial electric range and you've got a gas engine as well. So the Clarity from Honda is 47 miles of pure electric battery range, and then it switches over to the gas engine as you need it, if you need to drive farther than 47 miles.
Exactly. Now, with these cars, we're talking federal tax credits, and of course, this is the season to talk about taxes. We've got tax reform on the front burner and everything, so anytime we hear federal tax credits, that's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing, and this is something that, as far as I know, is still intact. It's $7,500 in a form of a tax credit, and of course, you have to check with your tax people and accountants to make sure that you qualify for this. But the other thing that a vehicle like a plug-in hybrid gets you is access to the HOV lane,
right,
which can save you a tremendous amount of time on your daily commute if that's part of your drive every day. You know, that getting into an HOV lane can make all the difference between getting to work on time or not. But I also just like the idea that people are reducing their carbon footprint. You know, this is an opportunity to have a no-compromises sort of driving experience, but not pollute as well. And
exactly.
So, you know, there's just a lot of positives from a climate standpoint, improving air for your family, for yourself, for your kids. And that's really why I really, really like the plug-in hybrid.
Exactly. And when you're in the HOV lane, do not roll down your window and stick your tongue out at everybody else that's still doing it old school, okay? We're just learning. We're getting there. We're going to catch up with you. And so not only federal tax credits, but we got some state rebates that could apply as well, right?
Yes, and it's really important, Bill, that your listeners do local research. This is because there's all different opportunities at the federal, at the state, and even at the city level. A lot of times you'll get preferred parking, and a lot of airports will have preferred parking for electric vehicles. Whole Foods, Walmart, a lot of the retail chains will also have preferred parking for an electric vehicle, for whether it's a plug-in hybrid like the Honda Clarity or something pure EV like the Chevy Bolt.
Well, I like the idea of not only preferred parking, but you know, you got a cord there and you get to plug in.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is getting on board here. This is fun.
Well, one thing too is that they've made this type of vehicle where you can just plug it into your standard wall socket. Ideally, again, a lot of times they'll have local incentives to install a fast charger in your home, but most of the time you can just plug it into your basic wall socket, charge it overnight, and again, with a hybrid, with something like a plug-in hybrid, you don't have to charge it. You can use the gas engine. And so, you know, it's one of the reasons why we have the Honda Clarity as Kelley Blue Book's Best Buy Award for the green car, because
exactly,
we feel like it's a really good value, and it just makes a lot of sense for consumers.
Well, I got to tell you, my son owns one, and he is absolutely elated, and he says, Dad, maintenance services are incredibly cheap, comparatively. And I said, really? That was a surprise for me.
Right, because you're not putting as much wear and tear on the engine. You know, when I drove the Clarity last week, we used up the entire 47 miles. We continued to drive on the gas, using the gas engine, but then I was able to recharge in what's called HV mode. I was able to recharge the battery up to about 30 miles and continue driving in the EV, and the engine was able to take a break. So you don't have as much friction materials, you don't have as much wear and tear. So it is, the maintenance costs are much less, and the engine is therefore much more durable and will last longer.
You know, Rebecca, you mentioned a home charger, and there are some incentives to install a home EV charger, right?
Yes. Again, this is where a website like fueleconomy.gov will help consumers to see at a local level, at your personal level, what the incentives are for these types of vehicles. Kelley Blue Book or KBB.com will give you an overview. The manufacturer websites will give you an overview. But you've also got to use other resources like fueleconomy.gov.
Rebecca, what is your research telling you when it comes to Americans looking for an EV vehicle? What are they looking for?
You know, they're looking for what everyone is looking for: durability, reliability, safety, affordability, really with the very latest in technology. And one thing that I'm seeing more and more of, whether it's the Honda Clarity plug-in or the new Nissan Leaf that's coming out, is these things are good for your family, they're good for the environment, and they're really financially responsible. It's a way to drive every day without polluting. And that's just good for you and for everybody else.
Well, the one thing, as more and more Americans become more and more environmentally conscious, if I can say that, then, you know, this is the natural transition for them to get involved with an electrified vehicle, right?
It is. And again, as the technology develops, we're seeing there's just no compromise. You don't have to worry about range anxiety. You don't have to worry about where you're going to charge because you've got that gas engine as a backup.
Exactly.
And you can always just run something like the Honda Clarity on a pure gas. So run to your nearest gas station if you want to. Ideally, you're going to plug it in and take advantage of the battery that's on board, but you don't have to. And so that's what we've got, really. Mm-hmm. It's a carefree existence with your vehicle and without polluting as well.
Yeah, overall, Rebecca, what do you think is the biggest surprise when the consumers make that decision and they find themselves behind the wheel of their new EV?
How normal it is. Mm. How every day, it's like driving a regular car. Mm. And, you know, you can trust this kind of technology. And, you know, you'll grow to love your car. And that's what we find, is that consumers that have electric vehicles, that have some form of electrification in their car, they absolutely love them.
Well, we touched a little bit on the plug-in hybrid. Let's talk about some of the perks of owning one as we begin to wrap this up. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Rebecca.
So some of the perks of owning one is just you don't have to go to the gas station as often. Mm. First of all, you're not going to be spending nearly as much money on gasoline. You've got the HOV lane. You've got the tax credit. You've got a cleaner vehicle. You've got a quieter vehicle because you're not going to be having a big, loud, thunderous exhaust, no, whether you like that or not. It's just a quieter ride. It's a quieter, more enjoyable experience. And you can just, you know, you go home. If you want to, you can plug it in. And then you go about your day, and it's just a really easy vehicle to have in your driveway.
So you're telling me that gasoline musk smell that I take with me to work every morning, I don't have to deal with anymore, huh?
I think it depends on whether you want to or not.
if you're into that kind of thing. Well, because, hey, after all, this is liberty and we are a free nation. So,
free zone.
Yeah, so if you're, yes, exactly. So where can everybody go for more information?
So I would encourage people to use KBB.com, fueleconomy.gov, and, of course, the individual websites like the Honda Clarity website will provide a lot of great information.
Well, Rebecca Lindland serves as executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book. In this role, she oversees the creation and delivery of consultative, actionable and differentiated insights for automakers and advertising agency clients. Rebecca, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
This program is brought to you by Ball Aerospace. From distant galaxies to exoplanets and their atmospheres, Ball Aerospace enables cutting-edge science that advances astrophysics and expands our understanding of the universe. By combining mission expertise, technical innovation, and strong customer partnerships, Ball goes beyond the hardware to develop mission architectures that enable scientific objectives. Ball played a significant role in all of NASA's great observatories, Hubble, Compton, Chandra, and Spitzer, four flagship missions that have transformed space science. Ball helped scientists revolutionize exoplanet science through the Kepler and K2 missions, discovering nearly 2,500 exoplanets, including many planets in the habitable zone. Ball designed and built groundbreaking optics and electronics system for the Webb Telescope, NASA's next flagship observatory scheduled to launch in 2019. Ball is dedicated to working together with the science community to unveil the mysteries of our universe, advancing technology for tomorrow's astrophysics missions. Go beyond with Ball at ball.com/aerospace.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll take you to the point of getting back on track. Lots of good news, lots of positivity this holiday season. Retail, online as well, retailers are doing really well. It's been a BAFO year. And Bob Olszewski, speaking of BAFO, Mr. BAFO himself, yes, from Focus on the Family, the world-famous plugged-in department, director of media and culture. Robert, a BAFO weekend, just as expected. You predicted over $220 million for Star Wars, huh?
Yeah, Force Awakens made 247, I think. So it's a little down, but it's right in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
It was a good week for Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wonder if they'll loan us some money here, you know?
Yeah, you know, with them, when Disney bought Lucasfilm Enterprise for $4.1 billion a few years back, I remember thinking, oh, I think they overpaid.
Uh-huh,
well,
yeah.
Little did I know. Really, mm-hmm. They underpaid. They got a bargain. When
yes.
Still at $4.1 billion, that's basically what one of these Star Wars films makes globally when you sell all the merchandise that goes with it. It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, they've had a stellar franchise to say the least, and of course the added announcement I thought you were going to refer to was their purchase of some Fox properties as well.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that yet. I know, my thought is it's going to damage their brand. I mean, for whether it's been absolutely true or not, it hasn't been. Hyperion Books, for instance, has not been exactly squeaky clean. But Disney's reputation is still a family reputation. Come to our theme parks, go to our films, watch our channel. With Fox and a lot of the stuff they just purchased, they're not going to be able to say, go to our Fox films and we're squeaky clean, because there's a
right.
lot of non-squeaky clean. So it seems to me it's going to damage their brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to Star Wars. Any big surprise here for you?
No, and that's probably what we really need to point out for our listeners who are planning on it. If we have this conversation that it seems family-friendly, I would say it this way. For family, this is number 8. If you've been comfortable with the first 7, you will be comfortable with this one. If you haven't been comfortable with the first seven, you won't be comfortable with this one. But I'm happy to say they didn't add anything to the mix that, like, whoa, that, you know, wow, I didn't see that nude scene coming. Oh, really?
Right.
That sleazy dialogue? No, it's violent, like all of them, but not gory. We have the force to deal with, like we had with all the other seven. No big surprise. You just know going into a Star Wars film, you're going to have the theology of the force. I do think families can navigate that, however, because, in fact, it might actually be a great teaching moment for,
exactly.
Let's say you have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and this is the first one they've ever seen. You know, it'd be a good time to say after the film, or especially going into the film, hey, there's going to be some quote-unquote theology of this film that we're going to talk about after. And then after, you say, what did you see? What does the Bible say, and what does this film say? Mm-hmm. And make sure they understand there's a big difference,
yeah.
You know. So.
And let me remind you, well, you probably don't, let me tell you about the Six-Day War. And the force of God in Israel with, you know, just in a modern day era of a miraculous situation where you have the force of God, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know. Well,
as you say, definitely. good teaching moments there, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. When I was in New York, boy, Ferdinand the Bull, well publicized just about on most of the taxi cabs driving around. We had horns on most of the taxi cabs around New York announcing Ferdinand. It did well.
Yeah, it came in number two, made $13 million, which is probably about as good as you might expect when you're going up against something like Star Wars. I mean, you kind of get lost in the shuffle. But for those families who had younger kids that had seen the posters or seen the trailer, there was something to use as an alternative. I liked Ferdinand. The book came out in 1936. Disney did a short Ferdinand film a number of years ago. This is the first full-length animated feature on Ferdinand, but Ferdinand the Bull, he is depicted as a kind, gentle, he lives in Spain where there's bullfights, but that's not his cup of tea. But by the end of the film, as you might imagine, he ends up in a bullfight, and his buddies, or a couple of them, are being sent to what they call the chop house. You know, steaks and hamburgers and brisket. So so there is those moments of peril to think about in this film, and a little bit of bathroom humor. But we gave Ferdinand a 4 out of 5, so we saw it as a good alternative for families looking for something. If they've seen A Star, that animated feature, and hopefully they've stayed away from Coco, Pixar's animated, I did not like that one at all. I did not like the theology. The Day of the Dead, and to me it was a long Sunday school lesson and something I didn't believe in.
Mm.
So, but for them, you don't have that.
Yeah, and Coco was number three, another Disney product there. So you get the yin and yang between Star Wars and Coco, and then, of course, Thor is still in the top 10. So a very good year for Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah. And having everything in the Marvel property world, you know, it was another bargain for them. Again, I think they spent about the same $4 billion-ish, as I recall, to buy the Marvel Enterprise, and I was at that time thinking overpaid, and now I'm thinking, oh my, what a bargain!
Yeah, it's just when you got that much money and you can leverage it, why not? And of course, they've got the great franchise going on. It was a wonder there was any more room at the theaters. I mean, every time you went by a theater, it was most of the theaters were reserved for Star Wars.
Oh yeah, you know, you have one at 12:10 and 12:20, and then 12:35 and 1 o'clock and 1:15.
Hey, why not?
just keep them going and pack them out. So
might as well make hay while the sun shines.
Exactly.
As they say.
And hey, pay a few bills and keep the lights on for these theaters. So, hey, number four was Wonder. We've talked about that in the past, but for some listeners who haven't heard, I thought this was a great little film. 4 out of 5 we gave it. Really, it tells a story of a middle school boy going from home school to mainstream school, a little worried that he's going to be bullied because he has some facial deformities, and certainly it happens. But by the end of the film, what a feel-good film. And I think it would be a good film to take middle schoolers to remind them not to bully, to remind them to value kids that look different than they are. See somebody that seems too tall, too short, too heavy, too skinny, whatever they might have, you know, we all have, but value them, love them, you know, just it really came through with that message.
Well, there was, I don't know if you saw the interview with Harvey Levin and Shaquille O'Neal, and at one point Shaquille's mom came in the scene. And she talked about, you know, Shaquille, you know, here he is, he's like 6 years old and he's 6 foot tall. You know, he's this huge kid. And that he had to be gentle, you know, with 15-year-olds because, you know, he's going to hurt these kids. He's just a big boy. But she stressed that, he, you know, because Harvey asked her, well, how did you guide him along? She says, well, I reminded him that he was uniquely created.
Wow.
And I like the way she related that, you know, that, and it's not just Shaquille because he was so big, but he had to go through his process, and he said, look, if people didn't think I was funny, then I became a bully, you know, so he had a choice to make, but now he's decided that, he's going to be more comedic and more accepting, I guess, himself, and it has to be tough when you are different. And for Shaquille O'Neal, he was able to, leverage it and do a lot of good with it.
Well, that's the message of this movie that comes through very loud and clear. And as parents, and we're trying to get our kids to really look around and see the needs of people and see and make sure they treat people kindly and value every single individual. You can say it till you're blue in the face, and you should, and it'll get through. Uh-huh. But sometimes to underscore it and watch it in story form, which is what Wonder does, I think it even speaks it louder. It's like, oh, I get it. I get it, you know. And
well,
I had some tears in my eyes after seeing Wonder.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's really good. Well, go ahead.
One other film that I want to make sure we talk about before we have to say goodbye and part today is Tomorrow. The film The Greatest Showman comes out.
Oh, yes.
Musical. Mm-hmm. It's already nominated as a Golden Globe for Best Picture. It's probably not on a lot of our listeners' radar. It's kind of been behind the scenes. It's going to get a lot of word-of-mouth buzz, though, I think. I like this musical a lot. It tells the story of P.T. Barnum, who Ringling Barnum and Bailey Circus. I'm sure they took a lot of liberties in the real story, but it talks about how he's very poor as a boy, and he marries a very wealthy lady who gives up her opulent life to marry him. But he promises her that he's going to take care of her, and he, of course, like a lot of guys, we want to make some money and treat our wives well. Well, he wanted to be rich and starts a museum, but no one came. And then he decides, his daughters say one night to him as he's tucking him in the bed, you need something living in the museum, not just stuffed things. And that's where, at least according to this film, he gets the idea to bring in the bearded lady and the tall man and the very short person and the heavy person. And speaking of the value of every individual, this film also underscores that message. Very powerfully underscores the message, because the people he brings in for his circus become a family, and they are very different to look at.
Without a doubt. Well, we'll look forward to that. And, of course, Bob and your family, we wish you all the best this Merry Christmas. Be a joyful one, that you would be filled with God's peace and comfort and joy. And, for Focus on the Family, we thank you so much for being a part of the show every week.
Yeah, thank you. And same to you, Bill. And I look forward to our little chats every week in 2018 and beyond.
So. You got it.
Are you washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soap. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.